What if I told you that the average father spends just 7 minutes a day in meaningful conversation with his child? Mothers fare slightly better at 11 minutes, but consider this. We dedicate more time to scrolling social media than building the most important relationship in our children's lives. This startling reality sets the stage for understanding a fundamental truth. Parents, not schools, are the architects of their children's success. When a baby arrives with 100 billion neurons ready to form connections, the most explosive brain growth happens between birth and age 4, long before any teacher enters the picture. Every interaction, from explaining why the sky changes colors to reading that bedtime story for the 100th time, physically grows dendrites in your child's brain. These neural pathways become the foundation for all future learning, and you're the primary builder. The question isn't whether you're teaching your child. You always are. The real question is, what are you teaching? Strong parent-child relationships function like emotional bank accounts. Each positive interaction deposits goodwill, while negative ones make withdrawals. Research shows we need at least a 5-to-1 ratio of positive to negative moments for relationships to thrive. Yet modern family life works against this balance. Picture a typical restaurant. An entire family sits together physically while remaining worlds apart digitally, each absorbed in their own screen. This isn't connection, it's parallel isolation. Children have an innate need to belong and be heard. When parents don't fulfill this, children seek it elsewhere. The happiest adolescents have parents who talk through problems using guidance rather than pure discipline. Creating stronger bonds doesn't require grand gestures. Family dinners with actual conversation, meaningful car ride discussions, weekly family nights, and individual dates with each child build trust that becomes unshakable during turbulent teenage years. Only 25% of a child's brain exists at birth. The remaining 75% develops through nurturing interactions, with physical touch playing a starring role. Children who receive consistent physical nurturing through hugging, rocking, and holding develop better emotionally and cognitively. Studies of orphanages where babies receive basic care but minimal holding reveal children who develop attachment disorders and struggle with empathy throughout life. Physical affection evolves as children grow. Infants need constant holding, toddlers benefit from playful roughhousing, and older children appreciate high fives that show love without embarrassing them. People need approximately 12 positive interactions daily to thrive. The threatened brain cannot think rationally, which explains why upset children seem incapable of reasoning. Never discipline when angry, and never use negative touch. By staying calm when children try to provoke you, you maintain control and model the regulation skills they desperately need. Your home environment either supports or sabotages brain function. One family painted their den cranberry red, and members unconsciously avoided it. That intense color overwhelmed their nervous systems. Nature-inspired colors, blues, greens, browns, calm bedrooms and study areas, while energizing colors, red, orange, yellow, suit play spaces. Music affects brain function precisely. Tempo influences breathing and heart rate. 50 to 70 beats per minute creates calm, while 110 to 160 beats energize. Use Baroque classical for homework, upbeat pop for mornings. Lighting matters tremendously. Fluorescent lights worsen hyperactivity and trigger migraines, while natural sunlight is optimal. Students in sun-filled classrooms make 20% more progress in math and 26% in reading. Aromatherapy influences learning. Lavender and vanilla calm anxious children, while citrus and peppermint increase alertness. These environmental adjustments cost little, but profoundly improve focus, learning, and emotional regulation. American children may face shorter lifespans than their parents due to obesity and poor nutrition. The brain, though only 2% of body weight, consumes 8 to 10 times more oxygen and glucose than other organs and cannot store energy. Ideal meals include lean protein eaten before carbohydrates, healthy fats, complex carbs, and moderate calories. When the body is 3% dehydrated, the brain becomes 30% dehydrated, causing restlessness or lethargy. Daily water intake should equal approximately half your weight in ounces. During pregnancy, avoid over-the-counter medications and alcohol. Critical brain development occurs in the first trimester. Heavy drinkers' brains weigh less with smaller, fewer neurons. Give children a brain-healthy start. Involve them in grocery shopping and meal prep, model healthy eating, provide nutritious breakfasts, limit fast food and screen time, encourage 60 minutes of daily activity, and prioritize water over sugary drinks. Children who learn these habits carry them into adulthood and pass them to their own children. Meaningful parent-child conversation is vanishing, replaced by screens. Young children in strollers watch DVDs instead of experiencing street musicians, bakery smells, and friendly shopkeepers. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends no television for children under two because passive screen time doesn't build the crucial two-way conversations that forge brain connections. Children with frequent, rich conversations know up to 30,000 more words by age three than those with limited interaction. Match direction complexity to age, one direction for children under three, adding one more for each two-year increase. Create conversation opportunities by turning off devices during car rides. Simple prompts like, "Tell me about the best part of your day," yield richer responses than yes-no questions. Social intelligence often matters more than general intelligence. Research shows strong interpersonal skills account for 85% of professional success. Help children develop eye contact, proper handshakes, and conversational turn-taking through role-playing and family dinners. Play provides essential emotional nutrition, yet free play has declined 25% since the 1980s, while homework doubled. True play, imaginative role-playing and role-based games, develops sharing, conflict resolution, creativity, and emotional regulation. Screen-based play often lacks the full body engagement and imagination building of traditional play, contributing to sedentary lifestyles, anxiety, and rising childhood obesity. Children need structure to feel secure. Daily routines, practiced consistently for 3 weeks, become ingrained brain habits that free mental capacity for higher-level thinking. Parents must embrace their authority rather than seeking friendship with their children. Effective boundary setting uses positive direction. Walk carefully instead of don't run. Family rituals create powerful shared experiences that strengthen bonds and provide stability. These consistent activities become emotional anchors, with research showing strong family rituals correlate with better emotional adjustment and stronger relationships. Children aren't machines to be programmed, they're gardens to be tended. Every conversation, boundary, and moment of play plants seeds that bloom for decades. 7 minutes of daily conversation isn't enough. Hurried mornings and distracted evenings don't build the foundation your child needs. Your children won't remember every lesson. They'll remember how you made them feel, whether they felt seen, heard, valued, and loved. They'll carry forward the rituals you established and the presence you offered. In a culture selling parenting shortcuts, the real work remains beautifully simple. Show up, pay attention, set boundaries with love, and create space for connection. The most successful children aren't those with the highest test scores. They're the ones who feel secure enough to take risks, loved enough to be kind, and confident enough to become authentically themselves. That's the legacy worth building, one intentional moment at a time.